Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran announces that they can restart their nuclear program to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction within hours. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will join me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran said they could restart their nuclear program within hours and then within weeks have a nuclear weapon. The president of Iran, Rouhani, said that if America keeps putting those sanctions on Iran, they'll break agreement with that program and go after restarting their nuclear program and developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. That's not good news for Israel, is it?
Well, certainly not at all, Jimmy. And I would say it was the most underreported important news item that I've seen in many months now that hardly got any attention in the world media. The United States is planning, as the Congress made clear, to stiffen the sanctions against Iran precisely because they are taking the money that was immediately released, well over $1 billion immediately, and then more has flowed in since. Under the deal that was signed under President Obama, they took that and directed it into terrorism, as the Israelis were warning, that any nuclear accord with Iran would be so easy for Iran to abrogate. They could just toss it out whenever they wanted, for whatever reason they came up with, and they could go back to production of nuclear weapons in a short order. Well, now President Rouhani has stated that out loud, that they can do this very quickly. And Israel will be, once again, in the crosshairs of any nuclear program. So it's a disaster, something, again, hardly reported in the world, but I think one of the most important declarations made by any world leader this year, and an ominous one indeed.
David Dolan with this report on the possibility of a restart of the Iranian nuclear program to develop a weapon of mass destruction. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. From a political perspective, the announcement from Iran's President Rouhani that if more sanctions are applied to Iran, that they will restart their nuclear program and can do it within hours. This is a real threat, not only to Israel and the Middle East, but the entire world. This Islamic Republic, Iran, who is sponsoring radical Islam across the world, is driven by its Islamic faith and eschatology. They want to be the leader of a worldwide kingdom, a caliphate, and every action that they take moves them closer to that goal. By the way, ancient Jewish prophets foretold this scenario thousands of years ago, and that can be found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, Joel chapter 2, verse 3, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled, and that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...